Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
33 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
36 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Partly sunny.
41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Sunny.
43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Mostly sunny.
51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Mostly sunny.
52 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Mostly sunny.
50 degrees.
This is Kilo 9 Mike Sierra Golf. My personal is Kirk. I'm on Echolink here on W8UM. Calling in from out of town, looking for someone who might be on frequency that could offer me a few moments of information about local ham radio organizations in Ann Arbor. Looking to try and narrow something down. The call is K9MSG. Standing by if someone could come up on frequency and maybe offer me a few moments of information about local amateur radio organizations in Ann Arbor, K9MSG.
Good evening. 1900 hours.
Partly sunny.
50 degrees.
Looking for a radio truck.
7339 connected to W8UM VHF.
Catch the most part of your call sign. I accidentally doubled with you a little. They sound pretty good. Can I get your call?
Charlie 3, Quebec Alpha Juliet. Thank you very much.
Alright, yeah. Welcome. I'm also looking for a radio check here. I don't know if you can tell me how I sound. Thank you.
Here, sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A virus going on around here. AB3 has an app.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
KG4BUT, KCGF.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECRlogs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, sunny. 46 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to East Coast and Western Usenet. My name is Ivan, call sign is TE2EGF, and I will be your net controller for the first 20 minutes of the Usenet. We have some announcements for the next night on Sunday at 1 p.m. The Amateur Radio Newsline will be happening. On Tuesday at 8 p.m., the TechNet will be happening. At 7 p.m. On Friday, the Usenet will be happening. Saturday at 9 a.m., the 40-meter net will be happening on 7.245 MHz. On Saturday at 11 p.m., the Trivia Net will be happening. East Coast Adventure Magazine is also out now, and it comes in audio form, too. It is also free. If you are in the Aeronautical Mobile Net, you can get your certificate at bit.ly/ECRAMNET. The question of the night is, what is one thing that you learned in ham radio the hard way? The reason I picked this question for tonight is because I recently tried my antenna tuner, so I thought it would be very fitting. We will now take our first batch of check-ins. First, may we have some youth amateur radio operators check-in. Please come now.
Kilo, golf, golf, Bravo, uniform, tango. Kilo, golf, golf, Bravo, uniform, tango.
All right, this is Net Control, and now it's in one station. We had KG4, BUT, Grayson, in Orlando, Florida. And we had one text check-in, KQAU, Bob, in Acorn, Michigan. KQAU, Bob, if you're still listening, the question tonight is, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way? Come out.
Meeting Ivan, the rest of the Usenet. I was sad on Guangdong. I burned up one of the radios, crossed the wire, and toasted it. That makes you bleed, Roddy. You're doing a fine job. Very good night. KQAU, Bethanet.
All right, 73 to you, Bob. And now we're going to pass on down to KG4BUT in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, thank you, Ivan, for having me on the bus. I was trying to think here. The closest thing I've ever done to, like, messing up anything in ham radio is, like, a cat attack on my antennas. I have three cats and vape. That's all of my antennas, so it's great. And KG4BT, cool.
Jason, I'm very lucky because I have four cats here, and they never attack my antennas, but I headed over to my aunt's house with my radios because I had to check into my local net later at the night. My aunt's cat ended up swiping at my antenna. I'm lucky the thing didn't break. It was only an HT antenna, but yeah. Cats can be funny with antennas sometimes. All right, this is K2EGF. We're now going to be taking general check-ins. Anybody that would like to check in to this first 20 minutes of the Usenet, please come now.
November 2, 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 November for Golf, AK4G.
Whiskey, Delta 8, Papa, India, Sterling. Whiskey, Delta 8, Papa, India, Sterling.
Kilo, Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Uniform. Kilo, Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Uniform. Kennedy in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, checking in and out for the count. Kilo, Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Uniform. Timothy in Westmoreland County, Newfoundland, Pennsylvania. Good job with the net.
Kilo, Charlie 3, Charlie, Kilo. Kilo, Charlie 2, Charlie, Kilo. In and out.
KC9TEW.
Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Mike, November, KE8SMN.
Kilo, Charlie 5, Yankee Tango X-ray. Kilo, Charlie 5, Yankee Tango X-ray. David, in and out.
Kilo, Charlie 3, Yankee Whiskey Tango. Kilo, Charlie 3, Yankee Whiskey Tango.
November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo.
Kilo, Foxtrot 0, Romeo Kilo Foxtrot. KF0, RKF, Gary, Littleton, Colorado.
All right, this is K3GF. We're going to stop right there. We had three text check-ins. We had KQAU, Bob, in Anchorage, Michigan. I already got that one. We had KA8BYU, Roy, in Blaisdell, New York, and W2SAL, Dale, in Chicago, New York. And for normal check-ins, we had N2ZVN, Allen in Kendall, New York, AK4G, Jim in Jacksonville, Florida, WD8PIC, Bob in Sylvania, Ohio, KC3CVU, Timothy in New Florence, Pennsylvania, KE2CMC, Mike in Debary, Florida, KC9TEW, Jeff in Crown Point, Indiana, KE8SMN, Jeff in Rochester, Michigan, W2KJV, Tony in Homestead, Florida, KD2TQ, Mary in Homestead, Florida, KC3YWT, Giovanni in Northern Cambria, Florida, Pennsylvania, N4RHE, Roger in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, KF0RKF, Gary in Littleton, Colorado, KC5YTX, Jude in the Woodlands, Texas, and KD3AKU, Paul in Northern Cambria, Pennsylvania. All right, first we're going to start off with KA8BYU, Roy in Blaisdell, New York. How are you doing tonight, Roy? The question is, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way? KA8BYU, Roy, are you still with us? All right, I guess we'll come back to Roy later. Next, we're going to pass on to W2SAL, Sal, in Cheektowaga, New York. How you doing, Sal? The question of the night is, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way?
Evening Net Control. This is W2SAL. The hardest thing I learned was Smith charts. With that, you're doing a fine job. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you later. W2SAL, back to Net Control.
All right. Number three, you, Sal. Next check-in is N2ZVN. am in Kendall, Florida. What is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way?
Oh, good evening, Ivan. Everyone on the net tonight. Well, I would have to say, learn it the hard way. A poor drone while using a balanced feed line on HF causes pretty good RF burns. And boy, did I get whacked. And it was hard. I panicked, had a heck of a time figuring out how I was going to turn the rig off because it just wouldn't stop. So, yes, grounding, that's a very important factor. And to reset the end, back to that.
All right, 73BYN, on your press line down to AK4G, Jim in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jim and to Grayson, great job running the net, guys. When I was a new ham and getting in HF amplifier, 600 watt Ameritron amplifier, and every time I picked up the radio and the amplifier, it was setting off my fire alarm and my burglar alarm at the house. And after doing some research, I found out that the wires that were running everywhere in my house was acting like an antenna and picking up that HF, RF signal, and was setting off the house alarm. So I did some more research and I found out that RF chokes can do wonders for suppressing that, and finally got everything working properly so I could operate in the amplifier and not set off the house alarm. But that's what I learned the hard way. It took me a little bit, but I did learn it. Thank you, Ian, from AK4G73. Great job, guys.
I'm under the CW tone on my thing here, but it must have been a hard one to track down, especially with all that wiring. That sounds horrifying, to be honest. Now we're going to pass on down to WD8PIC, Bob and Sylvie. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
You are a gold star for that, too. You guys always do a great job of running the net, both of you. Well, I got two things. One thing is never accidentally key your radio. I was in the CW mode, which meant that the radio was putting out 100 watts, and I had a cable in my hand that was connected to the radio. I hadn't connected it to the antenna yet. You know, my coax wasn't quite long enough, so I had a short cable with a connector. And I had the PL259 in my hand, and I keyed the radio, and 100 watts went out with my fingers there. And let's just say the guy that was talking about the RF burns, let's feel that. It was interesting. And the other thing was, and you'll like this, I have a talking microwave because I'm totally blind here at the condo, and I had to move my antenna from out in the yard to the top of the building because they took some trees down. So imagine keying your radio and hearing volume 2, volume 3, volume 4, volume 5. It was making the volume go up, you know, the signal, so I had to play with it for a while until I figured out the proper place and where to put the cord and how to coil up the cord and everything to keep the RF signal from getting into the talking microwave and making it do weird things. Back to net and keep on doing your great job. PIC.
Yeah, those RF burns, they will never feel good. Yeah. That's actually kind of hard to prevent, though, actually keying up your rig. On the whole interference part, I have this weather station that operates on the same exact frequency as my local repeater, so I have to be careful about how far away I am from the monitor to the weather station, because the last time I didn't realize it, but I was too close. This was before I knew that the thing was interfering, but I ended up messing up my whole weather station, I had to actually go through the settings for about like an hour and retune the whole thing. That was not fun. Let's just say that. All right, now I'm going to pass on down to K2CMT. Mike in Denver, Florida. Question tonight is, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned today?
Good evening, Adam. Thank you for picking me up. And I'd say the most expensive thing that I've learned was right off the very beginning, and this is along what Bob was talking about, and that is never key your microphone and engage your transmitter unless you have a proper load on the system, meaning that the proper end is not connected, or a dummy load. And Bob, no, not personal, but holding the end of a cable and providing yourself as a dummy load does not count. Thank you for the fine job you're doing, Ivan and Grayson. This is K2CMD, Mike in Deberry, Florida.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, just, you know, you're kind of quiet into the computer here or an also node, whatever you're going into. You're pretty quiet. All right, now we're going to pass on down to KC9TEW, Jeff in Crown Point, Indiana.
Good evening, everybody on the Youthnet. It's great to be here. You guys are doing a great job as usual. What I learned the hard way was how to run split on HF. Oh, boy, was that a mess. I still sometimes confused. So I'm going to send it back to you, and you guys have a great night. We'll talk to you later on. KC19EW is clear.
All right.
Sorry to you, Jeff, and now I'm going to pass on down to another Jeff, KEASMN, Jeff in Rochester, Rochester, Hills, Michigan. The question tonight is, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way?
Good evening to everyone on the Youthnet. This is KEASMN. The hardest thing for me has been programming the radios. I've got a couple different radios. They're all different, and it's very difficult. I'm still learning. Great job on the Youthnet. I always enjoy this. KE8SMN, back to Net Control.
All right, starting to you. I believe we have WKJV next. In Homer, South Florida, and after that we have KB2CBQ, who is in and out, Marion, Homer, South Florida. W2KJV, Tony, please come now.
Hey, good evening, Ivan. You're doing a great job. The hard way, I lost two transmitters when I built a homemade repeater, and I learned a lot about duty cycle and aggressive cooling. So, yeah, if you don't cool those things down, especially if you're on a net, being on the East Coast reflector, sometimes they can go over 2 hours. Those radios can get very, very hot. So now I have, I got fans all over the place on my radio rack. Back to you, Ivan. Everyone have a great night. W2KJV.
All right, standing straight to you, Tony. Again, we had KB2CBQ, Mary and Holmes, who's in and out. Now I'm going to send on to KC3YWT, Giovanni in Northern Zambria, Pennsylvania. Question tonight is, what is one thing ham radio that you learned the hard way?
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Yankee Whiskey Tango. There's nothing in particular that I've done that I learned my lesson the hard way. Not yet, thankfully, but I'm sure it'll come at some point. It's all I was KC3YWT, back to Net Control. Ivan, you're doing a great job.
I honestly haven't learned many things the hard way, but recently I started getting on HF and I've learned one too many things the hard way. All right,
Good evening, Ivan. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. I learned the hard way that no matter how expensive the transceiver, money spent on a better antenna system results in superior performance. November 4, Roger Ham enthusiasts, we turn the net.
Alright, 73D Roger, knowing of us and down to KFC or RKF, Gary in Littleton, Colorado, and then I'm going to check and see if KA8BYU is still here, and then we're going to pass it on down to KJ4BUT to run the next part of in Littleton, Colorado. Question tonight is, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way? Please come out.
I know tomorrow night at 11 p.m. is trivia night. And if that's said, let's go to KF0, all KF, Gary from Littleton, Colorado. Sorry? Well, I guess you will. Okay, so let's go to KC5YTX. David from the Woodlands,
Roy, Blessed on the North. Are you still here, Roy? I'm here. The biggest mistake that happened to me was back in the 70s. I blew the final in a 30-watt rig because the antenna connection, somebody unscrewed it on me, and I could hear the 2-meter repeater very well, but I switched over to the Civil Air Patrol frequency and made a call without an antenna. And that was a nice, expensive repair.
Oh gosh, blowing the finals on a radio is never nice. All right, now we're going to pass them down to KG4BUT to run this portion of the night, the next tournament portion of the night. KG4BUT, your first check-in to answer is KF0RKF. KG4BUT, take it.
Hi, thank you. I mean, I don't know if this is working now. I'm hoping it is, but I guess it is. So, can you go to KF0RKF? It's a little time count.
KE8BDA.
Hey, are you with us?
Kilo Echo 8 Bravo Delta Alpha.
Do not understand. The name here is George from Michigan.
This is a directed net hosted by the East Coast Reflector. You can wait for you to begin. And Paul, and Paul.
Ivan, you did a great job as well. What I learned was some time ago, it was a good CW sender, but not a good receiver. So I needed to make sure I kept my CW slow. You'd get excited and start banging away, and next thing you know, when the person would come back to me, that person would go at the same speed as I would send, and I could never copy. So I'd get a little too excited doing CW and send too fast. Have a great night. Again, you guys are doing a great job. KE2EDS clear.
How are you? So sweet to you, Mom. Next up, W2OBC, Wendy.
Good evening, Grace and Vicki and everyone on the youth. I've been very lucky. I never had a major problem that made me regret what I did to my ham equipment. I always say, check before doing. That's really important. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Alrighty, so next up, W2PW plus some personal little
EO. Well, good evening there, Grayson. How about that? Well, thanks for the thoughtful question. W2PW mobile here, and I would say the thing that I had to learn the hard way took me many, many tries to finally figure out is that PL259 connectors are pretty difficult to solder on in the first place, but they're really difficult to work with when you forget to put the ring on first. And I can't tell you how many times I went, oh, like, good job I did, it's got to come off. That's my story, I'm sticking with it. W2PW, back to net, thank you.
Plus, next up,
NGBH, Duff, Bell, Neil. Good evening, Grace and everybody. You guys doing a good job? Sounding good? Probably the hardest thing to learn was configuring some of the DMR stuff. Trying to get all that stuff straight and connected so it works right is a struggle sometimes. Have a good night, N2BH.
Alrighty, so thank you, Bill. Next up, N1NEW, Alex, New Hampshire.
What I learned, I just learned, and that's I need to update QRC because this call sign N1NEW was today, and I'm not in Elaine, and I'm not in Dumbarton, New Hampshire. My name is Mike, and I'm in Pembroke Pines.
Okay, so 3-2 out, go to you, Mike. Okay, so 3-2, Mike, next up. Yeah, let's get some more traction for tonight's Usenet.
Echo 1, Echo 1, Echo Florida, Kilo, Echo 2, Echo Golf, Foxtrot, Ivan, and Gasport, New York.
Kilo, Charlie 1, Juliet, Papa Delta. Kilo, Charlie 1, Juliet, Papa Delta.
Kilo 4, Papa Juliet,
Mikey,
Bravo,
Papa,
Juliet,
Delta,
Foxtrot,
Charlie 2, Whiskey,
I know I doubled.
Kilo, Juliet,
WBA-ODF,
Juliet,
Bravo,
Victor,
Oscar,
Victor,
Delta, Foxtrot.
Kilo, Juliet, 5, Juliet, Victor, Victor. This is Mark in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Kilo 4, Bravo, Juliet, Mike. Kilo 4, Papa.
Kilo, Romeo, 4, Bravo, Uniform, Zulu in Jackson. Thank you, Net Control.
WD8-ODF, David from Yamsante, Minnesota. WD5-VV, Amal, Oklahoma. Let's go to the top of the list, KE2-EGF, Ivan.
Yeah, some things I've learned the hard way. I've done many things, actually, learned the hard way. When I first got my FT100D, that's the current VHF, UHF rig I have right now, I put it on a 10-amp power supply. We were doing the thing, and I didn't know too much about ampage and power supplies at the time. And, well, guess what happened? I started making some magic smoke come out of that power supply. So, that's one way to see some smoke come out of your power supply. Luckily, never blew the fuse on it. Recently, I just fried my antenna tuner by accidentally putting in too much wattage in it, by miskeying it, when I misread how to turn down the wattage on the radio. So we fried that thing. That was actually a couple of days ago. That's what inspired the question for the night. This is K2EGF.
To take some equipment into my school and set up a station, and what I learned was as soon as I hit that transmit button on HF, it was interfering in a big way with the lighting system and the internet for the entire second floor of our school. So my administrators were not too thrilled with me, but it was an easy fix, and they came right back on. But IT was not happy, and the admin weren't too happy. So I learned to be real careful if I'm going to do that in the future. KC1, JPD, back to net.
Alrighty, Stone 3C Jeffrey, next up, K5, BBJ, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh yeah, before we continue, there were more friends that came in. K4, PMJ, wait, JM, Barry from Eagle, Florida. K4, BZ, Benjamin from Jacksonville, Florida. N1CBM, Carlos from Hollywood, Florida. And KK7GSH, Jason from Milwaukee, Oregon. K04CLD, from Tulsa, Arizona. Let's go to the top of the list, WD8ODF, Dave from Infante, Minnesota.
Well, good evening, Grayson, and everybody on the net. Grayson, I'm in Michigan. The MI is Michigan. And my major malfunction was when I was about your age, I always wanted walkie-talkies for Christmas and my birthday. Now, one Christmas, my grandparents bought me a walkie-talkie base station. That was unheard of. It took 8 D-cell batteries and talked to people all over my neighborhood, all my friends. And I thought, man, if I could talk to people around the neighborhood with 8 D-cell batteries, what if I just hook this baby up to 110? And that didn't turn out well. Thanks, Grayson. WB8ODM.
Especially for walkie-talkie, well, base stations of those, like, I was just going to go out and just say that they'll probably GMOS. GMOS base station radio is probably a little expensive back then. Anyway, 732 Dave. Next up, KG5, JVV, Oklahoma.
Hey, Grayson. Good evening to you. Hey, I'm a new ham, so I haven't had any experience with anything. The only thing I had that was a learning experience so far is when I took the ham test, they told me that I need a FRN number, and no one told me what a FRN number was. So I was scrambling around like a crazy person on my phone trying to log into the FCC website to create an FRN number and so I can take the test. Luckily, I was able to get an FRN number and I hurried up and passed the test, but I mean, that was a learning experience for me. So back to you, Grayson, KJ5JVV.
Well, good evening, Grayson. You're doing a fantastic job. Recognize the fact that you are the future of our favorite hobby. So, I mean, you're doing a great job tonight. I've been involved in these radios for many, many years, but I just got back into ham just, about 6 months ago and passed my technician license. So it was exciting to get back in, and what I've learned is there's a lot of stuff that's happened in the last 15 years. The way this whole system works, I've got to learn all over again. But right back to you, you guys are doing a fantastic job. You are the future for us. So here we are, K4PJM, and great job.
Alrighty, so with you, and it's currently, it's on 8:40 p.m. here. I'm going to hand it off to Luca for the rest of Usenet. Take it on.
Thank you, Grayson. This is Luca, KB2YHZ, in Whitney Point, New York. Just going to acknowledge Joe, KO4MRR, for the text line. We'll get to you in just a minute. But up first, we've got Benjamin, KR4BUZ. Benjamin, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way?
Thank you, Net Control. This is KR4BUZ. Wait, somebody's in that QRZ. This is Russ. That's one thing I had to learn, of course, is that the FCC doesn't care what name you want to use. It uses your real name. Russ in Jacksonville, Florida, KR4BUZ. And thanks again for being here tonight. Guys, you're doing a fantastic job. Just like KJ5JDB in Oklahoma, I'm new to ham radio. So the short answer to the question I've learned in ham radio, everything. But it's getting a little easier every day. Back to Net Control, KR4BUZ, Russ in Jacksonville.
All right, thank you. Can you come back with your call sign one more time? I want to make sure that I have this down correctly, please.
Absolutely, happy to do it.
Romeo 4, Bravo Uniform Zulu, KR4, Buzz.
All right, thank you. I was just making sure. I thought maybe it heard me a little different. Thank you for checking in. Have a great weekend. Up next, we've got Carlos N1 CVM.
Hello, Luca. Good evening. Grayson and Ivan. You guys are doing fantastic. Awesome job here on the Youth Night tonight. Oh, boy. This question just brought a lot of memories to my head. I thought I had lost forever. I had two uncles. The one that's a good uncle, the good Elmer, who teach me everything for what I'm doing now on HF, and the mischievous uncle Elmer, who got hands before the good uncle on me, and he now managed to give me a radio, and he told me that I should be connecting it with a piece of cable and aluminum rod. So I should go into the shed and find a tube, an aluminum tube or some metal tube, and connect it to the radio through a cable. Well, there you go. It was a pretty electrifying experience, and learning about common mode currents and RF burns. That's my experience there for the answer tonight. You guys are doing a fantastic job. N1CB, back to Ned, 7-3.
All right, thank you, Carlos. We all got that great story like that we never want to do again. Up next, we got Jason, KK7CSH.
Hey, everybody on the net. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you for doing this. I'm a really pretty new ham myself, and I guess so. I haven't done a whole lot because I haven't been doing it that long. But the one thing I did do, my first day, I got my call sign. And mind you, this was less than a month ago. I got my call sign. I'm all excited. I get on the radio, and I screwed up my own call sign. And they're trying to find me, and they're calling me all different names. It's just other people because I'm calling the wrong call sign. And it's like, no. No, it's this. It's KK7ZSH. Anyway, so yeah, first day, screwed up my own call sign. Wonderful. I was thoroughly embarrassed, and that'll probably stick with me for the rest of my life. Anyway, thanks again for doing the net. 73 is to everybody. And KK7ZSH, back in it.
Thank you, Jason. There was only one time I messed up my call sign, and that was when I started to call into the Morning Brew with Derby Dan's call sign, KD2VNU. I started calling with that, and then I realized I was calling in with the wrong call sign, so I had to switch it up. Up next, we got Micah, KO4CLD.
This is KO4CLD. Yes, I also have that experience of messing up my call sign, dyslexia, I guess. Recently I learned that, very long extension paint poles, they do not last forever as temporary towers at your house for your HF antenna. The last couple of storms we've had, this last one, finally bent the pole over and laid it on top of the roof of my shop, so I'll have to fix that. I still haven't had time because the storm happened sometime this week or something. Maybe it was last weekend, but yep, busy. KO4CLD, back to net.
All right, thank you, Micah. Have a great weekend. Next, KO4FRR.
Well, good evening, Luca, and everybody on the Usenet. Good job tonight. I would have to say, Farabite, Farabite Beads is your friend. even though that you don't have an issue in your shack, you can screw up your whole house by transmitting and turning off your internet while you're transmitting. So every time I was transmitting, trying to get with a Hawaii contact, my internet keeps freezing. This is KL4FR. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend. All right. That was the bottom of the list. So let's try and get more call signs and use some new check-ins. New stations, please come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
KD2VNU, KD2VNU.
Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey Bravo X-Ray. Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey Bravo X-Ray.
KC1QPL, KC1QPL.
November 3, Sierra, Sierra, Delta. November 3, Sierra, Sierra, Delta.
Kilo Charlie 3, Yankee Whiskey Tango Third Party, in and out. My name is Louie. Kilo Charlie 3, Yankee Whiskey Tango Third Party, I'm in and out. My name is Louie.
KK4JBW, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Papa Whiskey.
KQ4GLY, KQ4GLY, in and out.
All right, let me acknowledge the station has just checked in. I've got Derby Dan, KD2VNU, Paul, KC2WBX, Dick, WBGJBQ, John, KC1QPL, Michael, M3SSD, we got Louie, third party, in and out. Thank you for stopping by. KC3YWT. Brian, KK4JPW. We had Chris, KO4GLY, who was in and out. And we got Vicky, KEAVKY. Let's go up to Derby Dan, KD2VNU. And Dan, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way?
Using a Chinese brand Baofeng that was DMR, and to learn that software the way, and connecting it up to my PiStar, and that's what I had to learn the hard way. It was pretty intense. I don't recommend anybody starting out that way. KD2VNU, return back to net. You guys are doing an awesome job tonight.
Thank you, Dan. Luckily, before I bought my radio, I learned to not get a Baofeng. I was told they're not good, they're Chinese. So I decided to go with the Yaesu, and it's been great ever since. Up next, I've got Paul, KC2WBX.
Next is KC2WBX, Paul in Port, New York. One thing I learned the hard way is don't upgrade a programmable power supply that works 100% with firmware, because in the mid of upgrading the firmware, it decided to lose communication and bricked it. And contacted the manufacturer, and they wanted $2,000 just to fix it. So I ended up going on eBay, buying a used one that was kind of beat up, swapped the components, and got the programmable power supply back up and running. So that's one of the things I learned the hard way, and also I learned when you're installing a mobile radio in a car, make sure you take the time and make sure you don't put screws into the cable that runs ahead. I ended up putting a screw in the cable because I thought it was the screw was misaligned when putting the side panels in the, inside the car, and ended up blowing the fuse inside the radio. Luckily, it was a surface mount fuse. Replaced it, and the radio is back up 100%. Very lucky at that time. Other than that, I'll head back to Net Control. This is KC2WBX. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Paul. This is Luca, KC2YHZ in Whitney Point, New York. Up next, I've got Dick, WB2JPQ.
Well, good evening, Luca. I've been sitting here. In my 60-plus years, I've hit so many fires. I've let so much smoke out of so many capacitors. I can't think of any one thing, but I have certainly learned a lot since AM and CW days. Doing a good job. This is WB2JPQ.
Thank you, Dick. Have a great weekend. Up next, I've got John KC1QB.
Good evening, young man. Doing a fine job as always. Good evening, everyone on Usenet, KC1QPL. One of the most important lessons I learned, almost the hard way, but I had a harness on, but climbing safety and it's antenna season, so starting up now with spring in the offense, so everybody pay attention to climbing safety. KC1QPL back to net.
John, have a great weekend. Up next, I've got Michael and the SSP.
Anyhow, this is Michael, or Mike, from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I have no experience for lessons the hard way. Now, wish that
could be continued. But anyhow, back tonight.
Good job.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Have a great time. Up next, I've got Brian KK4JBW.
Yeah, good evening. Sorry, I'm actually outside at the moment. I hope wind noise is not coming into the microphone. Well, let's see. As far as stuff, yeah, I've done some things like Dick mentioned about letting the smoke out of stuff. Thankfully, not much, but I guess probably the worst I've done was, and thankfully it wasn't in reverse order, I accidentally swapped the power cords for a check sorter and a U.S. Robotics external modem. And I looked over and there was a nice dark gray cloud emanating from the U.S. Robotics modem. So that's probably, which is not too bad. Anyway, I'll turn to you and great job, everybody. And KK4JPW, back up.
All right, thank you, Brian. Have a great weekend. Up next and last on this list, I have Vicky KJVKY.
Hello, I haven't been anything big yet. Just a KJVKY.
All right, thank you, Vicky. Hopefully you don't have any big ones anytime soon. All right, that was the bottom of the list. I've got a couple minutes left, so let's try and get a couple more check-ins, and then I'll close off the net. New stations, please come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
Charlie Whiskey India. KG6CWI, good evening.
Kilo 5 Whiskey Romeo Romeo, Rajiv, good evening.
Kilo, Kilo, 7, Yankee Bravo Papa, and X in Twin Falls, Idaho. Kilo, Kilo, 7, Yankee Bravo Papa, Annette in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Kilo, Fox 5, Oscar X-Ray, Quebec, KF5OXQ, Larry, New Braunfels, Texas. Good evening.
Kilo, Romeo 4, Alpha Hotel Whiskey. Kilo, Romeo 4, Alpha Hotel Whiskey, Winter Park, Florida.
Whiskey Delta 5, Alpha Delta Papa.
Okay, let me hold it up right there. A couple corrections on some call signs. I need that last station, that WD5 station. Can you come back twice and slowly, please?
Delta 5, Alpha, Delta Papa, WD5 ADP, WD5 ADP.
We got you, Dave, and then we had a KR4 station. Can that station come back twice and slowly as well, please?
Yes, this is Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Hotel Whiskey. Again, that is Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Hotel Whiskey. The name is Tennyson in Winter Park, Florida.
Good evening. 21 hours.
Clear. All right, we got you, Tennyson. We'll continue in just a second. Let's go up to the top of this list to Ruben, 86 CWI.
Good evening, Net Control. Thank you for doing the net. Good evening, everyone. Blessed to be here. This is Ruben in Fallbrook. What was the question for tonight? I forgot about it. If you don't mind, sir, would you kindly please repeat it?
The question of this evening is, what is one thing in ham radio that you learned the hard way?
Okay, thank you, Net Control, for the question. Well, pretty much all digital platform. Derby Dan, I heard him say that he had an issue with on DMR. In regards with the DMR, when I bought the radio, there was already a built-in code plug on it. And, you know, it's just too deeply, deep process in learning the code plug on DMR, and so far up to date, since I had the radio in 2020, I haven't even played with it. So right now the DMR radio is on the side right now. I pretty much use All Star and some other digital platform like YSF and D-Star. So I think it would be the hardest on mine because I haven't really corrected it yet, but on other digital platforms like WSJX and Winlink, those are other digital platforms, but they're working. Stay safe, stay healthy, enjoy life, and God bless everyone. 73 KD6 CWI.
WRR. Rahiv K5WRR, are you still with us?
Good evening, everyone. This is Rajiv, Kilo 5 Whiskey Romeo Romeo, based out of Frisco, Texas. I'm good to be here. So for me, the most difficult part is still trying to make a contact through ISS. I have a good setup. I have actually programmed my own rotator, like created a physical, like a hardware device, software, but I'm still not able to successfully make a contact. So,
all right, thank you, Rasheed. Thanks for checking in. Have a great weekend. Up next, I have Annette, KK7YDP.
Well, good evening. Thank you for calling, Annette. You do a most wonderful job. I would say my biggest thing that I learned in ham radio the hard way was not getting a radio sooner. I'm doing all of my testing first. I actually have my test for my extra soon, so I've been double down studying for that, and I don't have a radio set up. In the meantime, I could have been and talking on it and learning on it, but I wanted to get all my studies out of the way. So it's like a double-edged sword, I guess. So back to you, Net Control, KK7YDP.
Thank you, Annette. Luckily, my brother already had a radio, so I immediately started talking. And when I got my general, we already had a base station, pretty much all out the HF bands, so I immediately could start talking on the HF as soon as I got my general as well. Thanks for checking in, Annette. Have a great weekend. Up next, I've got Larry, KF5OXQ.
Good evening, Control. I will confess that I've not smoked any ham gear, but as a young bench tech who did a lot of prototyping, I went through boxes full of assorted ICs, seven-segment displays, and assorted components that we don't even use anymore. Back to you, and thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks, Larry. Have a great weekend. Up next, I've got Daniel, KI5MMB.
Net Control, Kilo India 5, Mike Bravo, Dan in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So I didn't say that at the beginning, but I guess the biggest thing, I made a mistake about 6 months after having my AM license, my three-year-old. Is in love with trucks, and I left my radio on, and he was using that trying to pretend like he was talking to another trucker, and I came back in there, didn't realize it until I got a text from another local ham radio saying, I think your son is on the radio, so that was a new one for me, so kind of putting that stuff out of the way and learning it and getting him his own little radio so he's not taking mine. All right, first time on the net, thank you very much. Turning it back over to Net Control, Q-Radio 5, Mike Bravo.
Thank you, Dan. I love seeing the young three-year-old talk on the radio. Hopefully one day he'll get his own license. Thanks for checking in. Have a great weekend. Up next is Tennyson, KR4AHW.
Good evening. This is KR4AHW Tennyson. Thank you for doing the net. Doing a great job. I would have to say one of the biggest mistakes I've made, I have not blown up any ham radio gear yet, but one of the mistakes I made was spending a few hundred dollars on some really nice repeater equipment and throwing up a repeater in my apartment just to find out that it doesn't receive very well because of all the other apartment buildings around me. It transmits very nicely. You can hear it a decent ways away, but you have to be really close to be able to transmit to it, which is kind of unfortunate, but good spot for it. Not too worried about that. But anyways, yeah, that's probably the biggest mistake I've made so far. But thank you so much. Back to you, Net Control.
All right. Thank you, Tennyson. Have a great weekend. Up next, I've got Dave, WD5.
So besides blowing up a bunch of, I don't know, capacitors, resistors, I did apply 12 volts AC to something that required 12 volts DC. But that probably, it just toasted it. But probably the worst was when I had a single sideband rig next to the bed, and it was on Vox control, and the clock radio went off when I was not home, and it started broadcasting music and the local broadcast radio station over the ham wave. So that was a boo-boo, and I feel bad about that one. Back to Matt.
Welcome.
All right, thank you, Dave. Have a good weekend. On this list and last for tonight's FeudNet is David N2VNM.
Good evening, everybody, and it's a nice net. I wish when I got into the hobby, I had studied electronics a lot more. What makes me laugh is anytime I hear plug and play, I say, hand it to me, and I guarantee you it is not going to work when I plug and play. I just never really got in. I was just doing too much other stuff. So it makes it extremely hard with the new stuff coming out. I just don't understand it. So I try staying abreast as much as I can. So you have a fine evening, and it's a very good net. Appreciate it. This is N2VNM, and back to net control.
All right. Thank you, David. Have a great weekend. That will conclude the UPNet for tonight. We have 52 check-ins. We've been getting some high numbers lately. Thank everybody who checked in. I want to thank the other net controllers, Ivan, KE2EGF, and Grayson, KG4UT. I'm going to turn the repeat to regular use now. This is Luca, KD2YHZ, 73s.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.